Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's going on, earners? Welcome to EYL University, the number one place for business education. Shadi, tell them what we're bringing.
Yes, EYL University already has over 100 past webinars from all areas of business. It includes weekly webinars from industry leaders. It includes access to our investment Facebook group, movie club, our book club. It also includes access to monthly financial planning calls with yours truly. But what has been added has access to MG the Mortgage Guy's Home Buyer's Blueprint, over 14 hours, everything you need to know as far as the home buying process is concerned. And also what has been added is access to our monthly group chat call. Right. So once a month, me, Troy, and the whole team is going to let you in on our personal plays, our portfolio, what we're doing, and more. So all of that, we are running for a special promo code of 70% off for a limited time only. So head to EYLUniversity.com right now and take advantage.
You know how this works. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. We'll see you on the other side.
Greetings and salutations to everybody out there. Hope you all are doing well. It's some springtime officially. The weather is definitely starting to break here in New York. So it's gonna be good. I can feel it.
We hit 67 degrees today.
It's gonna be a good summer. It's gonna be a good spring. We got a few things that we are working on to revitalize.
Y'all buy a La Morena? What we doing?
Bring the city back in a major way.
We're going to try to bring New York back, man. What's going on?
Good, man. Good to be here. I feel like it's been a long time, man, but glad to be back, for real.
Yeah, for sure, man. I like the bedroom setup.
You know, I had to switch it up. Get out the dungeon.
Trading after dark.
Hey, nighttime voice. Billy D. Bonds, so.
Billy D. Bonds. It's a good... Sheets. I can tell you, sheets is a very expensive.
Man, I got them from Big Lots. Clearance rack.
You remember when silk sheets was a thing?
Silk sheets.
Until you slid off the bed, try to get
it. No, you know what? Satin sheets. I used to have satin sheets when I was in college. That's satin, a major satin sheets.
That's a major key.
Boy, you was getting a popping in the dorm room. Yes, satin sheets.
Yo, it sound good.
Boy, you was different.
Silk sheets is not the wave.
I was going right to Marshall, struggling.
Remember water beds?
Ooh, until it popped.
I never had a water bed.
My friend had a water bed. His parents had a water bed, and we was like, "Yo, you got a water bed?" We went stupid on it, popped it.
That's one of those things that sounds good in theory.
It's just a bad idea.
Yeah. Until you actually use it in real life.
I mean, how you get comfortable?
Yeah.
It's crazy. That's when you had the mirror on the ceiling. You had a water bed.
Oh, yeah,
you had
the
mirror on the ceiling.
You had a mirror on the ceiling with a water bed?
No. He's saying, like, if you did.
Oh,
you did,
I'm like,
you had to have both.
Yeah. Oh, man.
80s babies. Y'all know what we're talking about. Stop playing.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Welcome back. Welcome back. And welcome to anybody that's new to Market Mondays. We do this every Monday at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 7 o'clock Central Time. An investment show. We go over stock market, trading, real estate,
water beds. Crypto,
water beds. Sure. We welcome everybody. First, we got to just give the rundown EYL this week. So we got a big week. Shout out to the Capo, Jim Jones. Pulled up to EYL headquarters.
Space 454 waste.
Very entertaining conversation, man. Shout out to Jimmy, man. I don't think people really realize that he's really a smart guy.
He is a supreme hustler.
Yeah,
like he knows a lot. One of the most underrated all time. Yep.
Yeah.
There's a valuable lesson in that. Like, it's cool to be smart. Yeah. It really is.
Smart is the new cool.
It's the new cool. Yeah. It should always be the new cool.
Oh, shout out to Credit Dude.
Oh, man, my dude.
Shout out to Credit Dude, man. Good. If you haven't checked his episode out, definitely check his episode out, man.
That's a masterclass on the presentation, too, for my business owners. You need to go through and look.
Yeah. You know,
but on the show, like, I feel Trap had the best interview of all time on EYL, but him, he close. He close.
Jose Rodriguez. You want to talk about just a beautiful human being?
Yeah, he's good.
That's the poster child for it, man. Just an amazing dude.
He's a great guy, man. So, yeah, we got Jim Jones tomorrow on the podcast, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you check that out. Wednesday, we're doing something for the ladies.
Real big.
Want to talk about that?
Yeah, man, real big. It is Women's Month, and we wouldn't have it any other way but to have a women's summit. And so I'm super proud that this is coming together. Janet and the team, we greatly appreciate you. And I told everybody yesterday in the book club, I get to be a proud husband and a super fan on Wednesday. So I'm super excited about that. My wife will be part of the summit. And our sis, Valencia, is going
to
be there.
Yeah, shout out to Val. she played a major part.
Huge role in this.
In this whole situation. So it's dope to have her involved in Jitalia.
Yeah. Another one. Like, these women are just incredible.
And that's going to be on YouTube, right?
That's going to be on YouTube at 8 o'clock. Ernest is going to be there at 8 o'clock. And I told the fellas, man, pull up because there's a lot you can learn from listening to a woman. Obviously, in a marriage, you got to do that. But hearing their perspective is always interesting. And seeing that the role that they play, they are the backbone of a lot of families. And they are the backbones of a lot of businesses on the low. People don't really know that. But come Wednesday and hear what they got to say, man. It's going to be dope. I'll be there for sure. That's a fact. And shout out to everybody that was in the book club. We had a special guest.
That was so fire.
We had a special guest yesterday. Ian Dunlap came to kick it with us. And I'm glad you did, man. It was a beautiful situation. And we saw people opening up. It was one of those sessions, man. People was on the cameras and sharing. And The Year of Yes is the book that we're reading by Shonda Rhimes. Obviously, like we said, it's Women's Month. So we picked a book that was from an amazing woman. And to hear things from her perspective, even from the people who had feedback, it was like, you know what? I got to see things from a woman's perspective. I didn't really like the book too much, but even hearing that feedback, and it was great just to be a part of. So shout out to you for being part of that, man. You kind of like snuck in.
It was a blast. Yeah, I was happy to tune in. I told you, it felt like what church should be. Like, I wish church was like 20 minutes of service and then fellowship and then execution. Like, the energy was great. Information was great. Even the people who hadn't read the book, they were picking up insights from it and sharing, like...
Isn't that the crazy part?
Yeah. There's a lot of power in community.
Hey, don't tell Janet they didn't read the book. She'll be on there next. But, people come in not even reading some of the fully reading the literature, but come in just because of the experience and having the ability to share in a space where no one's being judged and they can rightfully get their thoughts out. And so it's beautiful to watch. We were rocking for over 2 hours yesterday. So shout out to all the earners that were in there. Shout out to G, my brother who co-hosted that with me yesterday. And shout out to Janet, of course.
Yeah, shout out to everybody. And yeah. This week, MG the Mortgage Guy got his real estate class on Thursday.
The bro.
And yeah, man, we just been jam packed. I did my financial planning class last week, so EYL University.
Don't just breeze over that.
Y'all getting less sleep than ever.
Yo, come on, man. How many people we had in there?
Oh, it was like 700 people, man.
Modestly speaking,
2 hours of just question and answers.
Yeah, Tiffany was in there. She said, "Troy, I'm the one who said Rashad is so sweet."
Man, shout out to everybody, man. So we appreciate y'all, man. We put the link in here if you want to join EYL University. We're running 70% off. We'll see you out there. But okay, you want to read the disclaimer, then we'll pass the baton.
Yeah, let's do it. So you know how this works as we do this every Monday. The disclaimer, do your own research. Our content is intended to be used and must be used for informational purposes only. It is very important that you do your own analysis before making any investment based on your own personal circumstances. You should take independent financial advice from a professional in connection with or independently research and verify any information that you find on our show and wish to rely upon, whether for the purpose of making an investment decision or otherwise. This is a message brought to you by the good folks at Earn Your Leisure and the good brother, Ian Dunlap, the master investor. Do your own research.
Yeah, and shout out to all of the folks on EYL Network as well. Sleepers for Suckers, Social Proof Podcast, Dave Shands, and Ash Cash, man. Ash Cash has been working extremely hard. He's come in and he's hit the ground running.
We saw some of the heat that's on the way.
Yeah. Ash Cash is... Yeah. He's really taking this game.
He's a walking energy drink, man. He's no joke.
Yeah,
I told him last week. I'm like, coming out the gate with just a fire set and something. I'm like,
he came out. We took years to actually get to where he's at in his first month. So shout out to Ash Cash, man. Make sure you check out Inside.
Shout out to Donnie. We forget Donnie. Shout out to Donnie. She's an amazing woman. She's part of the Social Proof Podcast. So shout out to her and Dave. They are killing it. When you look at the track list of what's coming from both of those podcasts, it's incredible.
They're producing a lot of content.
Oh, at a different rate. At a very different rate.
Yeah.
And we got some more stuff on the way.
That's a fact.
That's network fact. Growing.
For those of you that are in real estate, same thing. If the market is at a high, what if you can get a property that was $100,000 at $25,000? This is that zone right here. So if it ever came back down to $1,440, you can then buy it, hold it for a year, and now you have all your equity on the upside. The biggest mistake I see everybody make is you guys are buying too damn high and hoping. Even in crypto, a lot of you would do a hell of a lot better and probably would eke out maybe 200 or 300 more percent if you bought on the days when it slid down a hell of a lot higher. So once again, to wrap up, step one, 5-year month, then go to the week, pick one signal to get in. The 72 is great for those that are using price channel. Your entries are even better. And I want to wrap up with this. A brother on a stock club call said his mom had got him into, got stocks for them and around like $3 in 1999. And I was like, damn, that's amazing. The stock is now 116. I won't say how many shares he has. And he was like, well, should I sell half to buy Apple? I'm like, bro, your mom did great for you. Like, what a blessing. But it made me think how many parents and how many of us are willing to sacrifice for our kids in the same fashion. And God rest her soul, because he told me his mom had passed. But I'm like, what a gift she gave him to be in a quality company like that and continue to hold his value. So I see a lot of talk about taking profit in a year. And I'm like, but if we really want generational wealth, why the hell are we selling our stocks and positions in 1 or 2 years or 3 years? It makes no sense. We're thinking about us. If we're thinking about our kids, we need to hold these, because this should be the norm for us to hold stocks for 20 and 30 years. So I just want to get a brother some love in there. But I appreciate you guys so much.
The master investor has had a chart moment. It's been a while since he had a chart moment. It's always good to have those.
Too damn long.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. At some point, you got to be grateful. Some point. That was a lot of information, man. A lot of gain that can be used for any stock. I've seen people asking we can only go over so many different stocks.
Yeah.
I mean, we can go all night if they want us to, but the thing is for you to apply.
Yeah.
Because I hate the people... Like, okay, if a box of cereal is $25, which maybe it has gold flakes in it, right? If it goes on sale for $12.50, everybody's going to run out and get it. Then the market will go off 60%. Everyone's fearful. I hate it. No one has a clear price. Like, all of us should not have 44 different prices of where to get in. So if we move in unison, the edges will be in our favor. Opposed to if we're buying at like different prices and some people are getting in at 23, some are getting in at 10. We all should be following a same system to be able to get into the market. It's not that hard. They just confuse us to make us think that it was difficult. It's not. It's just price. That's it.
Yeah. And
yep.
Go ahead. You can finish.
No, I'm just saying, being the biggest consumer, we know when to buy every damn thing on earth. Everything. Just apply it here. And even if you guys want to know, and you're a beginner, literally take the high of the stock, divide it in half, and you can set an order there and have a pending order there to wait. So if it goes 50% off, you can buy there. And no more podcasts to listen to, no more books that you have to read. Right? Right? No more lectures. You don't have to see me in any more of these zoot suits, right?
I got one. I still got my. I got my one book over here.
Game over. It's not that hard.
That's all I got right now, man. That's all I got down here.
So. Game, set, match. Nah, and it's important to have patience too. Especially, you know, it's like hunting. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes, like if you're hunting, you gotta like wait days before you can actually, you know, get your prey. So it's the same thing with stocks. Sometimes you have to wait weeks, sometimes months,
sometimes years.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to wait a few years and make other plays in the meantime. Even Child the Trap, and he was like Chipotle when he was waiting for that, and he was like, he waited like 18 months for that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he got a good price on it, and when he got a good price on it, he went all the way in on it, but he just waited.
We did the same thing when I was, you got QQQ like in early December. And I was like, I missed it at my point, the mark I want to get it at. It took till like last week for it to get to my number. And once it got to my number, boom, I got to execute on it. As soon as I did that, it went back up to almost where you entered at. So and it takes patience, four months.
But it's hard. It's like, you know, even me sometimes, I'd be like a crackhead sometimes. I'd be like, it's not coming down. I got to get it now.
Yeah.
But it's like, it always comes down, man. You just got to trust the process, man. Believe it. Believe
and
it.
And the stock that brother was in, we'll see in a, I want to go look it up. So I want you guys to, so it's Canadian. Oh yeah. The ticker is CNI. And if you go back and look at 20 years ago, man, the growth on this thing, it looks like, I mean, in 2001, it was at $5.50. It is now at $113. So, for example, if you had, man, that's 113. And let's say his mom got in late for him. And on average, he's up $106 a share. And let's say his mom hypothetically got 4,500 shares. I mean, the growth.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I don't want to count nobody's pockets, but that's a hell of a lot of money. I want you guys to go do that calculation. I mean, it's almost $500,000 for holding and doing nothing.
Half a million. Don't let that go over your head. Some people are asking, right? And when you go, and I think we did this before when we did the moving averages, sometimes, like, I tend to use the 50, the 100. You say the 72. I even on the Home Depot, when I think I text you today, I was like, look, man, Home Depot hit its 200-day moving average. Why the 72 as opposed to the 100 and the 200?
Because any moving average that is commonly used amongst most people, there is a reason why it's given out for free. Any indicator or settings that I've seen that have worked incredibly well are proprietary.
Mm.
200 is good. Even like, I love Money Master Game. You guys know that. And Tony, if you don't come on the show, I don't know what's going to happen. But we done moved damn near 300,000. But anyway, I love you. I understand. But even there, people talk about the 200 and it's a good measurement. But when I talk to people in hedge funds, they're not using the 200. Hmm. Like even in some of the conversations I had with Bono, I'm like, boy, you are a wizard. And he's like, you guys need to go replay the episode because there's some stuff he gave in there that literally will help you do probably 200-300% better.
Yeah. I feel like the 200, if you don't have patience and that's your indicator, that's going to teach you some patience because mm-hmm. you'll look at the number and it'll be so out of range of where it's at a lot of times. And you're like, mm-hmm.
But it's the idea. Even Home Depot in the recession of last year was at 157.62. Mm-hmm. It's at 288 right now. You would have had to wait a long time to get that entry. But when you did, home run.
Right.
Home
right.
run.
Yeah, so that's a great teacher. The 200, I think, is a great teacher for patience because you look at the number at your entry point. And like I said, sometimes it'll just be so far out and it's like, all right, well, how am I going to get it back to this point? And like you said, the market, it moves and swings like that, man. So you have to have your number and you got to be super patient. So I think the 200 is a great way to teach yourself that.
Let's get into some trending topics if we can. Yeah.
Can I start with one?
Go ahead.
Because somebody was bringing up crypto. And I don't know if anybody saw this, but Time Magazine, this magazine that's been around since 1923 is going to be selling NFTs.
We got to talk offline, but we...
Yeah, don't say nothing, please.
No, I'm saying anything. No.
But I'm saying as far as Market Mondays, we got to do an NFT segment.
Yeah.
We got a few people that I think could be good guests for that.
So they're coming out with NFTs, and the crazy part is the title of the cover is Are NFTs Dead? And like that's the cover.
Are NFTs dead?
Yeah, or is this the new thing or something like that?
They just started.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, is the market, like, will it die? Like,
everything is a bubble right now, though.
Right, so they're trying to figure out if it is. So they're taking a picture of that and they're selling 3 NFTs. And they're going to be accepting cryptocurrencies for subscriptions going forward. So like, all right, that's pretty interesting news. That this is not the first company that's done that. But I had to dig a little bit deeper. So on top of that, I said, all right, well, Time Magazine. Well, who owns Time Magazine? Who's publishing this? And so I said, okay, Time USA LLC. And Ian, do you happen to know who owns Time USA LLC?
I'm going to do my media thing. No, you tell me.
A gentleman by the name of Mark Benioff.
And he happens to run what other institution?
Is that the guy? Is that the CEO of Salesforce?
Maybe.
He might be. And so when you think about that, I'm thinking, wait, so this is his entry into the cryptocurrency space. Uh-huh. Right. And so that's very interesting because this is how CEOs and these companies move, right? I'll enter it through a space that nobody's even thinking of, right? When you see Time Magazine, you think, oh, all right, great. Nah, this is Mark's entry into the world of cryptocurrency. And this is a great investment because he has a publication that makes new content pretty much every week.
Yeah.
So his content becomes a commodity.
And also, I mean, well played by Bezos to be at Washington Post beforehand. So there's a precedent for this being done before, which, I mean, CRM at 180.55 wouldn't be bad either, but this is a great strategic move on his end for sure. I mean, but NFTs could be a bubble, but I think as with any bubble, it'll pop and then it'll come down, everybody will leave, and then the smart players will start to come in. I think anyone who's thinking about making NFTs, though, you need to make a bunch of digital real estate, a bunch of it. That's all I'll say, a bunch of it, though.
The good thing with NFTs, I think NFTs are here to stay. But I think that the craze might go down a little bit, but it's like for artists, I think it's, makes all the sense in the world because, you get commissions every time the art is sold. Mm-hmm. And, now you can actually own something on the blockchain. This is what, even when Gary Vee was talking to us about that, as far as like integrating, NFTs with VR. Virtual reality, and his thing was like, you know, it might take 10 years, it might take 20 years, but he's patient. He was like, eventually, you know, we're going to be living in a virtual world. And it's crazy because I had this conversation with my barber. Shout out to Bubs,
shout
man.
To Bubs.
Yeah, we actually got his hat up.
Shout out to Bubs.
Oak Street Styles. So I was talking to him, you know, in a barbershop, and you know, we had a barbershop conversation, and I was saying, like, eventually, you know, the way this world is headed, we're going to be living in a virtual world where it's like, you know, you got a virtual dog, a virtual car, and then you could just put your headset in, you could just live, like, kind of like that movie. I forgot what it was. Not The Matrix, but something else. But it's like
Ready Player One?
You're living in an alternate reality.
Yeah.
And they was looking at me crazy when I was saying it in a barbershop. And then Gary Vee pretty much said the same thing. Virtual apartments, he said that with a straight face. Yeah. So all of this stuff comes into play with NFTs, VR, AI, and it's all in a blender. So you can't crypto. So you can't really look at it as one-offs. I look at it as like all as part of an entree that eventually will all be eating one of these days.
Yes. Yeah, and if you guys do nothing else but hold all your assets for 10 years, it's damn near impossible for every asset that you hold at one time to fall apart. If so, like, we're going to be in Walking Dead anyway, so it won't matter.
Yeah, but I mean, the
probability of digital art, royalties, business, insurance, all going down at one time is less than 3%.
Yeah. So the space has made over $400 million this year, right?
What space?
The NFT space. Over $400 million. I think the top shot, the NBA playing cards is taking a lot. The playing cards have made a lot of money in that space. Obviously, we saw the $69 million art piece from Beeple. It's an incredible space, and it's not going anywhere. And another thing is the digital fashion. Like, that's something that people need to look into, too. Because, mm-hmm. like you said, if we're living in these virtual realities, the fashion, the clothing, yes, the art on the wall, but the fashion becomes something. And we had that article, too.
Actually, speaking about that, shout out to my bro, Nehemiah Davis. I made an investment last week, my first ever. I invested in playing cards.
Yeah.
I tried to get – did you invest in it?
I got it.
Mike Trout.
Yeah.
I got the Mike Trout. I got the Mike Trout rookie card, and it's a collector's edition.
That's a pretty good pick.
10-pack. Yeah.
You got the 10-pack.
I got the 10-pack. So, you know, that's another thing, too. You know, me, like I said, I like to just try everything. And, you know, I'm looking to get more into the space. So I did that more so just as an education. I'm not a collector of, you know, sports memorabilia. But once again, Gary Vee, talking to him, he's real big on that.
Yeah.
And if you've been paying attention to what's going on with NBA Top Shot and a lot of, like, these playing cards are becoming, they was always a big thing, but they're becoming even more of a big thing as far as an investment. So that was my first entree into investing in into the sports memorabilia world. I got the Mike Trout rookie card. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, they're going to, next thing they're going to be like, where you got it from?
Yeah, nah, I mean, go ahead.
I was going to say, even in the digital fashion space, right? Did we put the article up with the sneaker?
Yeah.
So the digital sneaker, like, that's incredible, right? Somebody has created an art piece that's an NFT, and the key is, like, this is a one of one pair. And then after they buy the art, I think the creator of the shoe is now going to give them the shoe, like, 3 months down the line. So now you have the futuristic shoe, plus you have the NFT of the artwork of the shoe. So it's just so many different possibilities. And it's a wide, like this, like, when I know Matt always says, like, it's a wild, wild west. Like, right now, this is the wild, wild west. And so find your lane. There's so many different lanes, and it gives people such an avenue to be creative. Like, everything really is art. It's really just subjective. So find a lane in this space. Do your research. Study it. Like he said, he's doing, that's all he's studying right now. Gary Vee said, this is it.
Yeah.
This is all I'm studying.
And then once you guys understand price, regardless of what market you're in, you can use the same tools to be able to get in and know when to buy. So, like, same as the Wild Wild West, man, if you plant your roots there and let them grow, you'll be fine. And to answer the question, a gentleman in the comments said, like, the 72 versus buy every month seems contradictory. No. If it gets to the 72, I'm going to put more money in at that place, and I'm going to look to load the boat, which is just my way of saying, like, I want to put a bunch of shares in. But if you don't have a lot of money, it's better to just buy every single month, because then the action of buying every single month will make up for the missed opportunities if you do not load the boat. So they go hand in hand. Same with NFT. You got a great car. Even, what's the guy's name? Patrick from Valuetainment. He bought a Wayne Gretzky and sold it for 1.2, I think, earlier this year.
Things are going crazy.
So it's just like, we are in such a speculative market because people want higher returns. Like, it's, I think, and I've always said this, but now because of Bitcoin, and because of what tech did last year, no one's going to ever want to hear about 7 to 12% again. And they're going to chase gains like crazy in every market until we have a hard-ass crash and everybody's going to want to go back to 7 to 12%. But this happens every 60 or 70 years. It's the same cycle.
And what's happening in the financial space right now reminds me of Cocaine Cowboys, if you've ever seen that documentary. And it's a lot of money being made. It's a lot of money being spent. And that lifestyle, people get, and this is why eventually you get hurt if you ever watch those documentaries or those movies. So just be careful because, yeah, you bring up a good point, Ian. And it's encouraging to see so many people getting into the stock market. I think $68 billion was invested last week from stimulus checks, young investors.
Yeah, that's amazing.
First time ever.
Shout out to the STEMI users.
Yeah, first time ever that much money was came in that period of time from retail investors. But, yeah, people are not really trying to hit 7% no more.
It's over.
I'm not mad
until
they
lose 80%.
I'm not mad at that, but just be careful, man. Just be careful what you're investing in.
Yeah, I'm looking at this Top Shot. They got a Vince Carter, not the Vince Carter we know from Toronto, Vince Carter from Atlanta. The lowest ask is $175,000.
Wow.
On the lowest ask. So this is like, this space is different. This is a different.
Yeah, we got to do an NFT segment for sure. But before we get to questions, let's talk about some stocks real quick. Tesla?
Can we go there?
Yeah,
let's go there, man.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, so Tesla, I mean, obviously, if you saw the news Friday, Cathie Wood, she has raised her target price to $3,000 by 2025.
But it doesn't hurt that ARK is heavily invested in Tesla, so.
It doesn't hurt. I mean. It
doesn't hurt, yeah.
It's pretty far out there, but we've seen this before, right?
What's the target price?
$3,000. On a bullish.
Yeah, $2,295 6 months ago.
Yes, that's not out of the realm of possibility.
On a bullish end, she said $4,000, though. On the bear end, she said about $1,400. Most analysts have it at $1,200 by 2025, but she's done this before. So 2018.
$1,200? Where analysts said that?
I won't name names.
Okay. Yeah. Let's not ruin a relationship. Never mind.
We don't want to ruin any relationships.
You're right.
But she did this before. So in 2016, she had the price target at $800 by 2018. In 2018, was at $70. In March of this year, it was at $72, right? Like $72. So to watch it run up the way it did up until August and when it had to split, it seems great until it happens, right? Like she's been right more times than she's been wrong on Tesla.
That doesn't even seem like crazy. I mean, Tesla
is, from 70 to what did it get
I'm
to?
Saying for $4,000 by 2025.
Yeah. That's not a stretch.
Not a stretch.
It's reasonable.
I mean, so because if you look at Tesla's like the Bitcoin of the stock market, it's the only speculative stock that people are comfortable playing.
Right.
So you can say, yeah, you can get 68%. Like Rashad, if you would have told somebody last year or 2 years ago, you can get 68% return.
No, he's the advisor of the
we year. Need a conversation, right? But now it's clear that this is the one that everyone wants to put the money in, and I mean the revenue isn't even where it should be yet. That's the scary part. If they can get a few things to click,
so I'm gonna put context to it. So last year it rose 740%, right? Mm-hmm. And so in order for it to get to 3,000 by 2025, it has to do 50% for the next 4 or 5 years. So can Tesla do 50%? With the autonomous driving, with the robo-taxi potentially, with the insurance play, with the technology that they're using, not to mention anything in the solar space.
Yeah, Tesla is the car of the future. And not even just the car, but like you said, all the technology and everything else that they're doing. And, you know, a lot of people, you still have to have a strong stomach for Tesla. Because yep. it's like crypto where it has violent swings up, down $300, up 400%. Like you just have to be, you know, comfortable with that, but a safer play is of course the ETF route. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy because we was talking. Trap had posted on ETFs about value ETFs, and you know, XLY, a consumer discretionary ETF. But Tesla makes up
17%.
The number one, percentage.
Microsoft is number one.
Number two.
Yeah, two. Not Microsoft. I'm sorry, Amazon.
So Tesla makes up, number two, 17% of the XLY portfolio. It's actually been dragging XLY down recently. But it's once again, when Josh Brown was on here, we got to get him back. But when he was on here and he was talking about a lot of these ETFs, they don't really make sense how they're actually like categorizing the stocks. Because it's like, all right, a consumer discretionary ETF, why is Tesla in the consumer discretionary? It's auto.
It's also, who took them public. In relationship to though.
So it's interesting play, but if you want to play Tesla on a safer side, QQQ has it, XLY has it.
Obviously ARK has it.
ARK has it.
The whole ARK fund has it.
Yeah, ARKW and ARKK. Mm-hmm. They both have Tesla in it. So that's a way to have some Tesla exposure without jumping all the way full-fledged in.
Yeah, so the asset allocation on Tesla has actually gone down in XLY. It's at 14% now. It was at a high of 17%.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's
but,
good.
But look at this. This is one of the things when Josh Brown was talking about. And this is why it's important. So in XLY, the consumer discretionary fund, you have Amazon, Tesla, Home Depot, Microsoft, Nike, Lowe's, Starbucks, Booking, Target. So that's just a couple. So Tesla, how does Tesla fit in Amazon?
I mean, who are you going to put in there? Dollar General? I mean, Dollar General isn't bad, but it's like if you're running a fund, you're going to want to put winners in there, and you can argue that it's probably a consumer favorite.
Dollar General was actually there.
Yeah, I was going to say Dollar General was in
there. But it's only 1%, 1.2%.
Yeah. And the quickest way for you guys to know year over year if Tesla's going to have that run, you need to go homework time. I know y'all are like, I'm tired of this homework, but this is what's going to give you an edge. Go look and see what the NASDAQ future, what percentage it gains every year. And also, since we're in an odd year, we need to see if odd years produce lower results in comparison than even years. 2027 will be pretty rough. But stimulus won't, I mean, interest rates won't go up until 2023. So we got a safe ride until then and make it rocky after. But yes, go look at the NASDAQ future for the last 10 years and see how much the gain was on the future. It'll give you an insight to if Tesla hit that goal or not.
Yeah. So yeah, that's Tesla. I wanted to talk one more trending topic before we get to questions. Tech is the, this is the question that everybody has been asking because a lot of people are heavily invested in tech and it was down heavy, had a decent rebound today. But it's still close to all-time highs. So what are you guys' opinion on the future of the next couple of months for tech stocks?
I think it was a mistake for Jerry Reinsdorf and the Chicago Bulls organization to break up Michael Jordan and Rodman and Pippen. And for those of you who get off the tech train early, you're doing the same damn thing. You go look at every top five fund managers. They are all heavy tech. Just because you don't like it or you're trying to be contrarian, you don't have to be contrarian. A lot of the money is made by following what the whales do. So we're the smaller fish. Let's follow what they're doing. This has always been my thesis because we live in a tech economy. I know it was a conversation of value versus tech and all that. That's just for headlines. The indexes are the value. The tech is the tech. Pick two quality ones that you like. Buy them every month. Close your account. Don't look at anything else. Like, what do you think we're going to stop using as much technology? Most people aren't taking a shower without the phone in their hands. Do you think all of a sudden people going to go away and just like going back to like writing love notes in class again? Like, don't sell.
Yeah.
I mean, buy quality.
It comes into the point where you just said about the classifications of some of these ETFs, right? And so XLK, obviously, we know is the tech sector fund for SPDR. But if you look at the other companies that are in some of these other ETFs inside the SPDR fund, right? Facebook, could that not be technology? Amazon, is that not technology? Tesla, is that not technology?
Right? You're not mining crypto out of a tree.
Right. Right. And even that, right? Like Visa, MasterCard, these all have tech roots, yeah. Right? So if you look at all these funds, majority of them pretty much are tech, if you think about it, right? So they all have roots in it. Even down, I could argue that Disney is a tech, right? We argue that Domino's mm-hmm. is a tech company that is disguised as a fast food restaurant,
yep.
Right? So that it's everywhere around you to say that, hey, we're getting off this boat. I don't know how you get off. How do you get off?
You know who isn't? ExxonMobil, getting slaughtered. Natural gas, slaughtered. So you got to pick. Even like GE, GM, they're making a transition. But if you just go look over time, like even GE, Sergeant Slaughter. You got to make the adjustments over time. Like if this was 1980, I would be the biggest oil and gas fan ever. It's right. Not 80 anymore. So as we adjust, and then if Elon gets us to the moon, I'm going to be plutonium rocks and anything that can get us to space. Great, I'm gonna be for that. And whatever aliens are running that civilization, I'm gonna be like Mars ETF man. Until then, I'm going to play whatever the predominant sector is.
Exactly. And Google is a perfect example, right? Google, that's in XLC. But why is that not in XLK, right? You think Google, you think YouTube, these are mm-hmm. tech, this is all based in tech. But yeah. You know, it is what it is. So like I said, I don't know how you get out of the space.
If you get out of tech right now, it would be the biggest mistake that you guys ever. But you guys, this is the fun part about investing. You can do whatever you want to do. Do whatever you, cars are run on tech.
Like, increasingly.
Technology is the lifeblood of our society, and it will be for like the next 50 years.
You can't.
I run it.
Apple, the rumors of Apple's demise is greatly.
Please stop. Don't say that.
Sell me your shares, please.
I'll take them.
if you think that they're going to go under with Tim Cook, arguably, is the Steve Jobs of operations. I could argue, man, if Elon had a Tim Cook, they would probably be at 3,000 now.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys can say he doesn't need it. He does. You need a counterbalance. So as great as Steve was at the creativity, the operations manager helps a hell of a lot. I think they roll out too many products. But if Elon had another him in operations or R&D, my God, other pieces are needed.
Shout out to Leon in the chat. Shout out to Leon. He's an earner. He said, what about uranium stocks? We actually spoke about that when we were talking to Francis. Maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, he was speaking about uranium stocks. But yeah, I want to talk about Square really quick because I know we're going to go to questions. And I don't know. I haven't heard anybody talk about this really, but it actually has its own in-house bank. It launched at the beginning of the month. I haven't heard anybody talk about it, but that's a huge deal.
Square is the new JP Morgan.
So Square Financial Services, the number one goal right now is to offer business loans. And so I want to see what the details on that is. Are we talking small business? Are we talking large cap business? That's going to be interesting to see. I want to see the details that come from this. Obviously, we know Square. It's Ian's one of his favorite choices, but yeah, man, like that kind of went under the rug. Nobody talked about it. I'm like, did we not just see this?
I mean, maybe Hov was like, hey, let's keep this one on hush hush. And he gonna usher in one of them 50-50 joint venture deals like he did back in it. Like if they have all the customer data and they know what customers want and they can provide the financing because interest is low, what advantage does Bank of America have over them? Bank of America doesn't have as many data points as fast. And with the acquisition of title, you can go into interest. So now I can get a 42-year-old woman in the middle of Missouri, St. Louis, Missouri, that is just now opening up a beauty salon, you know, all of her interests and what her playlist, and I can put an ad next to her when she's playing Meg Thee Stallion. Ow. Right? Right? Then she throwing a sweetie. Shout out Quavo. I'm glad you got the truck back. Yeah. Then you can pair exactly what a business owner needs for a hair salon and target them at the right time and say, I can give you 2.3% interest. And when you do your payment processing, do it through us because we're Photoculture. Here's Hov. What bank can do that right now? Not one. Data.
That's a lot.
Data is the, like, they can literally, you guys seen a movie back in the day, like What Women Want? Like Square can literally read every business owner's mind and tell you what you need. That's a huge ass advantage opposed to going through the traditional lending process. Like game changer.
I was like, this is kind of, I didn't see anybody really reporting. I kind of stumbled upon it. I'm like, wait, huh? Nobody's talking about this? So I'm glad.
In 2021, a truly diversified portfolio needs more than a traditional mix of stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. It needs private real estate. Studies have shown that portfolios with an allocation of private real estate generally delivered a better risk adjustment return with more annual income and lower volatility over the past two decades, thanks to its track record of consistent performing through multiple market cycles. With Fundrise, this level of powerful diversification is now available to you. Fundrise provides access to diversified portfolios of private real estate to all investors with their industry-leading, easy-to-use platform. Fundrise's team of real estate professionals carefully vet and actively manage all of their real estate projects. And with their easy-to-use website, you can track your portfolio's performance and watch as properties across the country are acquired, improved, and operated via dynamic asset updates. See for yourself how 130,000 investors have built a better portfolio with private real estate. It takes just a few minutes to get started. Go to fundrise.com/marketmondays today. That's FUNDRISE.com/marketmondays. Fundrise.com/marketmondays. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
You're putting that on your radar. Keep an eye on that. When more details come out, obviously we're going to give you everything that we know, so definitely keep an eye on that. Ian, real quick, I'm gonna do the earnings report because it's kind of a slow week for anything that we've talked about. However, tomorrow something very interesting will be happening. this company called GameStop will be reporting.
GameStop. Hey. Hold on. Can we just talk about that real quick? Actually, this is the elephant in the room. Everybody on YouTube, everybody's always looking for something. Not everybody. Some people are looking for something. So some comments I've seen previously, like, well, you guys have to admit when you're wrong. You got that wrong.
I was wrong and paid out. But I'm still 95%. We're checking.
Humbly. Sometimes you have...
And there's nothing wrong with being wrong.
That's true.
I'm the only person, if I'm wrong, I pay out. So if that's the one notch that it didn't drop to 72 bucks. It did drop from 483 to 194.
Guys, I was about to say that.
That did happen.
That did happen.
There was like 9 people in Red Panda that made $500,000 off the shorts. I was wrong. It didn't go to 24 bucks. But when it does... later, I'll still be wrong, but it will go to that price.
I'm interested to see what happens because it's going to happen after closing tomorrow. And so if they don't have, do you think they meet revenue? Do they meet the beat? Because I mean, this is going off of the fourth quarter where you had 2 brand new systems come to the market. Uh-huh. But they had limited quantity of it, right? And then if you think about the digital space when it comes to gaming, that really doesn't help them. Right? Because people can just put the content right on the device. And so now I don't need your store. So I'm interested to see what happens to the stock tomorrow after closing.
I think it's whatever people, sometimes you have anomalies that don't fit what are supposed to happen in life. And that's mm-hmm. part of it.
That's a part of your trading plan.
That's
too,
a part of it. And this GameStop situation has shown that people are very powerful. Power to the people.
But it wasn't the people that...
Well, it still was a person. People... hedge fund, whatever. It was manipulated.
That's like Steve Stout saying, I'm going against the system and then put out an album through Island.
Yeah. I mean, but regardless, the prices it has nothing to do with fundamentals. It has nothing to do with technical analysis. It has everything to do with, you know, it was moved. And that happens.
And for those who got in on it, I mean, even them being able to get out of debt and reissue and take advantage of the corporate bond thing. Like, you guys really need to go look at how much money was made on that. Like, it was a good move, but it'll be over relatively soon.
Well played.
Yeah, well played.
Well played. Well played.
Yeah. Well played.
All right, let's go to some questions. Joel, we coming to you. Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted. What's going on, Joel?
Yo.
What's going on?
How are you?
Yo, this is crazy. wow, I don't even have a question.
What are you invested in right now? I'll ask you a question. I'm going to do my Tavis Smiley. What are you invested in, and how can we help?
I'm invested in Square, Tesla, AMD, Apple, ARKK. What else?
Any crypto?
Bitcoin. I buy it weekly.
You got a nice portfolio.
You have a great portfolio.
Shout out to Joel.
Actually, I have a question. So, like, I'm only 22, and I'm trying to retire. But like,
kudos to you for that.
I'm trying to retire by like 30, 35. So, like, and I'm a teacher too. Shout out to you, Troy.
Yeah. So, educators.
Yeah.
You trying to retire by 32?
You're going
to
retire a lot sooner than that, my brother.
Can you put in $1,000 a month?
I was trying, but you know, I had I was doing that at first, but then I just started teaching. So, you know, the pay ain't crazy.
Yeah.
It's all right. But
New York City?
Yeah, I teach at a charter school, Success Academy. Shout out to my homeroom. I love y'all.
That's amazing. Shout out to the homeroom. Pick a number that you can do that is between 250 and 500. You'll be surprised how fast you'll be able to get there. If I can go back again, literally from the time I was 18, I would dump every dollar I had into the market.
22.
And that's something that's... shout out to my brother, Kenny Burns. I was on his show today and I was talking about a lot of like people investing their stimulus checks. And I was saying that, you know, a lot of times when you're young, you have opportunities that you don't have when you get older. Uh-huh. Because, you know, if you're young, you might not necessarily have a house. You might not necessarily have a wife or a child or children. Or, you know, a lot of times, like when you get older, these things, you know, you can still do it, but it's a little bit harder.
Mm-hmm.
So take advantage. Anybody that's young out there, take advantage of that. Even if you live in a home, it's nothing wrong with living at home while you're getting yourself together, investing, saving. Because ultimately, you're gonna be older a lot longer than you're gonna be younger, like Sheik Lute said.
That's one of my favorite lines.
So, you know, a couple years, if you stay down for a couple years, And that can change, you know, the next 40 years, next 50 years. So,
and if you're staying home and your parents ask you where you're putting your money, just tell them a savings account. They're going to think you're responsible. Because if you tell them the stock market, they're going to be like, get out of my house.
My parents think the stock market is a scam, but they don't know.
Yeah. But we talked about this yesterday, though. They, when our parents and grandparents say that, it's out of love because they were taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
Go talk to some of your elders about who invested into the market, and when they went to go cash their money out, the account was not there.
Yeah, it's
that was
the
a real thing that happened.
There's definitely fear there. I'm telling you. I want to salute you, man, mm-hmm. because 22 to be in education, to be a teacher, to be a man in teaching, there's not many of us, man. And so I salute you. You're doing it at 22, man. I didn't even start till I was 27, man. So you're 5 years ahead. Plus, you're getting this knowledge and you're applying it. Kudos to you, man.
Shout out to you.
You are definitely incredible, young man.
Keep up.
You have an amazing portfolio.
No, like, right?
You don't have to do anything.
I remember reading the back of Business Week to find like what stocks I'm going to invest in.
Yeah.
And I had some pretty good ones, but that just was a common, like that wasn't like a common thing to do.
And that's the alternative to, cause some people, I don't want like trying to find the right position, even though we kind of gave you the blueprint. Dollar cost averaging is the alternative to that, where you're not really mm-hmm. trying to find the right position. You're just putting money in every single month. And it's actually been proven over the course of time that for most people, you're going to make out better than trying to time the market.
Because mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
most people are still not going to be disciplined to look at the charts and all of that stuff. So if you can set a couple hundred dollars or whatever you can set every single month. And like I always say, that's the benefit of the 401k is that it forces you to put money in every single time you get paid. So twice a month, you're putting money into your 401k plan. Before you know it, you look up, you got $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 because you just consistently put money in every single paycheck. So if you can do that from a job, you know, setting it up for you, then you can do the same thing, setting it up for yourself. But that is an alternative to actually trying to find a good position or a good price point to buy stocks. Is if you dedicate that I'm going to buy this stock every single month, I'm going to buy this fund every single month, then on the 15th of every month or 20th or whatever date you pick, then you just buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Joel, I like what you said at the start of it. You said, I'm trying to retire by 35. And so I try to tell people in education that all the time, because I just don't see it being in that field. I don't see the day of somebody working 25 years in a position. It just doesn't happen anymore. People are.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Drained by the fifth year, if not the third year. And so you've already in your mind had the mindset to say, like, this isn't it. I have to find another way. Like, this can fund my retirement. So again, kudos to you and kudos to that mindset, man. That takes a lot of time to actually adapt and execute on. So shout out to you again.
Yep.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you. Next question.
And shout out to his homeroom.
I never understood homeroom class.
No, homeroom is important.
It's like hanging out. It's like a hangout session.
So when you come, and I say this because when kids come outside of the environment, right? The outside environment means the neighborhoods that they live in. There's so much stimulus. Sometimes you just need to have a decompression. All right, this is school. Let's talk about some things. And they just need a moment to decompress. Whether they're doing that by putting their book bags in a locker and we're having conversations is necessary.
a lot of kids don't make it to homeroom, man. And they miss out on that. And so it's important. Don't try to play homeroom.
Nah, I just
you said, ain't show up. Just say you ain't show up. Using the cafe, using the gym.
Oh man.
Got the tension.
The Allen Houston jumper getting 22 a night.
Dreams. I saw hoop dreams deflate like a true
two things way. That's a fact. Man. Chris Wells, you've been unmuted. Unmute yourself. What's going on? That's right, Janique. Tell him advisory is important too. Chris, no fridge breaks.
5, 4, 3, 2.
How you going? Chris Simmons, we coming to you. Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted.
Hey, I have a question about day trading. Like, so for the prime time markets, once it goes past the prime time markets, should I sell my position?
No. If you're in profit, don't sell. You just want to lock in. So let's say you're up $2,000 and you lock in $400 of profit. Just let it continue to, because what if the market continues to go up all day, or even if the market is falling? So you guys need to go study avalanches. So the four types of avalanches, how fast they fall, because that will give you a correlation literally for how many points you should go for on NASDAQ, and works even better on crypto. But if you're in profit and you're shorting, why would you shortchange how much money you can make?
You gotta unmute them.
Yeah, like you have to just let it go to your target and let it breathe. But the biggest mistake, most traders choke out all their profit. You should not have a dollar target in mind. Like, you need to be able to maximize how many points you can get out of the move. Because you may have one trade that may make your year. You may have one trade that may make your year, and it'll change everything for you.
Yeah, I actually had the futures set up. And actually, I was going up on ZB. And, like, once I came back to it, I actually was, like, down on it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's all I was asking about that. And
how many ticks were you up?
I forgot the amount. I'll have to check it out on my computer with it. But I was using like the demo. And for NASDAQ, I see that it hasn't showed the June on the demo. So would I have to get the right regular one? Or?
Yeah, you're going to have to roll over. Okay. But you can manually type it in. But don't walk away from your computer until you're in profit. So when I say walk away, I don't mean walk away and you're not clear. So when I actually walk away from my computer, I want to know I'm in profit, and I'm either going to make a small amount of profit or a big amount. Until then, your parachute is not out. You're not safe. So just wait until you're up, and then you'll be good. So for example, like if you're up, let's say you're trading NASDAQ, and you go up 20 ticks, and let's say you lock in, let's say 8, you'll then be up $200. And then if it goes to your 4 target, you'll make 5,000. So you'll either make 5,000 or 200. What most people do is say, screw it, I either want to make $5,000 or lose the $5,000. And then they lose the $5,000 and come on here and be like, Troy, your guy led me wrong. Yeah. You got an issue. And I'm like, that's not what I said. That's not what I said. So just, and for my traders, the more you can stick to a plan, the better. I hear a lot of people say, jump in. I feel like mathematical calculation. If the market is at 12,000, support is at 10,000, where are you going to get in? You have to know that within 10 seconds. If you don't know, you're guessing. And guess what? Ninja, E-Trade, Robinhood, all of them love it when you guys overtrade. Like, imagine if you went to work for 2 weeks and then you literally went to their desk and was like,
make it rain.
That's what you do when you overtrade.
Yeah. We'll take that. Please.
But the balloons come down, make it rain, I clear it out, right? That's what you do when you overtrade.
Hey, shout out to Chris, man. Appreciate the question. Sounds like he was listening to Toy Story in the background.
The life of a day trader. I used to want to be a day trader when I was young until I realized I think I have ADD or ADHD. I'm not sure which one, but I may have both actually, because it's extremely hard for me to focus on things, especially during the daytime hours. So that my day trading ambitions quickly.
But all at work you do? How? You do 700 things a day talking about you can't fuck. Man, how much, what you doing when you off of here? You're like, I got to go edit. I got to go do this. I'm flying to Paris to go meet Diddy for the last train to Paris 2.
Solid album, by the way. Martelli, we coming to you. Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted.
Hey, what's good, gods?
What's going on,
brother? How are you?
All good. Listen, I have a question. This is regarding the whole Ethereum and crypto space. So check it, right? So everything I turn around and see, the NFTs, all of that is on the Ethereum platform. Everything that seems to be taking place takes place on the Ethereum platform. Mm-hmm. Do you guys anticipate maybe a price target at some point of Ethereum itself raising, I mean, going up to like somewhere near those Bitcoin levels?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, I mean,
had this conversation too.
I don't want to give a price target because, you know, there's a lot. But we just had this conversation on Wednesday in our group chat with EY University. Shout out to Francis. And we was talking about Ethereum. Actually, you could make a use case that Ethereum is actually a better investment.
And more valuable.
Than Bitcoin because, a lot of them are being run off the Ethereum platform. Ethereum's a platform. Mm-hmm. So as far as is use case functionality, yeah. It has way more functionality than Bitcoin right now. And as NFTs go up, Ethereum goes up as well. They're kind of tied to each other because most of them are run off the Ethereum platform. And a lot of coins are run off the Ethereum platform. Mm-hmm. So Ethereum is something that I was always invested in since 2017. And I actually put more money in Ethereum a couple weeks ago. I haven't put more money in Bitcoin yet this year, but I put money into Ethereum. I believe in Ethereum. I always did believe in Ethereum. And I feel like Ethereum is the highway of cryptocurrency where all of the cars are driving on that highway. So yeah, Ethereum, watch out for Ethereum, man. It's not talked about a lot as far as, you know, in the same breath with Bitcoin, but it's definitely something that is here to stay in my opinion.
Yeah, I think, I'm glad you said that. When we did the class on it, we went over the difference between the tokens and the coins. And so tokens obviously have functionality inside of a platform, but a lot of platforms are being built on the Ethereum blockchain. Mm-hmm. And so Ethereum is the motherboard in a sense. It's the motherboard for a lot of these coins and a lot of these tokens that are being built. But I also gave one the other night, Polkadot, which is one you should keep your eye on as well. Like I love Ethereum. I if I had to rank them, I'd probably put that as number one just because of functionality, but Polkadot is another one. And so what Polkadot does is, and it's a top 10 coin as well. It allows developers to build their blockchain and connect other blockchains. And so that's new technology. And that's one of the things about being new in the space. All right, Ethereum and Bitcoin have been around so long that these other developers can see their weaknesses and decide to build upon it and make it better. And so transaction speed is one of the things that Ethereum isn't the greatest at right now. And so there's gonna be another coin that's gonna come and say, all right, they can do 40 transactions per second. Well, we need to do 4,000. And so just improvements will happen and Ethereum will grow as well, but just keep an eye on those type of things.
Yeah, I mean, just from a mathematical standpoint, it's pretty obvious that, you know, you have probably a greater opportunity long-term of getting greater returns with something like Ethereum than Bitcoin. I mean, Bitcoin, let's say it's at $60,000. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it gets to $120,000, that's 100% increase, but that's $60,000 more. Mm-hmm. Where if it's like, you know, Ethereum gets to $10,000, that's like 4 or 5 times more. So. Yeah. Just from that standpoint alone, I mean, Bitcoin is so high up there right now. Mm-hmm. I know, not to say that you should only invest in it because you're going to get, you know, but I mean, you have to take that into consideration. It's definitely something to think about. It's you know, extremely high in value. So, you know, that's something to consider. But Ethereum, somebody asked about XRP. XRP, another coin that I believe in. I've been invested in XRP since 2017. Also, obviously, they've had a lot of issues this year, but, they're not really comparable to Ethereum because Ethereum is the platform. XRP is great. A lot of Fortune 500 companies have adopted the technology. Yeah. It is the coin of choice from institutions, which makes a lot of crypto enthusiasts not really happy about it because they say that it goes against everything that crypto stands for. It's not decentralized. It's centralized, but that's a different conversation for a different day. But
they think Bitcoin actually is decentralized. I mean.
Yeah,
that's another conversation.
So, but yeah, I mean, if you're in the space, man, you know, educate yourself. It's like even talking to Jim when he was talking about, you know, Mark Cuban. He was like, yeah, you know, Mark Cuban just allowed Dogecoin, so we want to make our coins. And I'm like, yeah, you know, he's like, I'm in the space. I got to stay up to date. What's going on?
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know, for like a year, right?
Yeah. So
Capo coins.
It's 1 cent. That's pretty impressive.
It got up to 1 cent.
Yeah.
I bought coins. They were 0.4 cents.
Yeah.
He's already at one. So shout out to Capo.
Yeah. So
yeah. And Ethereum 2.0, yes, I'm aware. But we gotta start with the basics so people can understand what Ethereum is first.
Yeah. I'm not an Ethereum expert, but prices, the crystal ball fire. 1 year target 27.2960. And my 5 year target for it is 44.0860. So
There you have it.
And Mike, chop that up so we can run it back in five months.
And the easiest place to buy crypto, if probably, is Coinbase. Definitely. In my opinion.
Yeah. Their IPO gonna be stupid.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that one. Yeah.
I'm waiting for that one. I'm waiting for Stripe too. I wonder Stripe is gonna be incredible.
Stripe definitely.
Stripe yes. gonna be incredible.
Yes.
Alistair, we coming to you. Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted. Martelli, thank you for that.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. So I actually wanted to touch on the whole Coinbase thing as well, because I'm looking at, like, I've been doing some research on them. In private trading, they've been valued at about $100 billion. And last year, 2020, they did about $1.1 billion in revenue. So, but then there's also, going back to the Ethereum thing, there's a decentralized exchange called Uniswap that did about $93 million in revenue last month, which if you add that up over the course of a year, is about the same type of revenue that Coinbase is doing. Mm-hmm. But their market cap right now is $34 million. So they have a lower market cap, but are doing the same type of numbers that Coinbase does. And this is a decentralized exchange. So would you say that Coinbase is overvalued, or would you say that Uniswap is undervalued? What's the most likely scenario?
To be honest, both are undervalued. I don't think people can really put an accurate number on how valuable Coinbase is. But Uni, I want to see if they can hit those numbers for maybe another 4 or 5 months. But if you believe in them, my thing is always, like, if you believe in it, just put two or three of them together in a space and hold on to them for dear life, at least for 5 years. Because in your heart of hearts, if you've done a research and you dug in deep, you know what the probability of Uniswap doing well is. But if you hedge with Coinbase, it's kind of like if I put Apple with Tesla, but Tesla from 4 years ago, at some point Uni could take off and you want it in your portfolio and you don't want to miss out. Just pair them together. But I think them together is better than separate.
Got you.
Definitely.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you,
Alex. Thanks for that, man. Shout out to the Crypto Club Earners on Chain. Just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah, the Crypto Club.
Crypto Club is lit. Crypto Club is lit. Yeah, man. It's an exciting time to be an investor. You got real estate. We had the Versus last week with MG and Ian going back and forth about real estate.
That's my guy. Bring him back.
Yeah. That was dope. You got a lot of stuff going on right now, man. Real estate, stocks, crypto, NFTs. Just educate yourself. You know, we're not going to tell you exactly, you know, whatever you want to invest in, just invest, but make sure you're educated.
Yeah, the most important lesson, though, the Versus thing, I mean, it's funny. Me and Matt, we can argue about anything, right? But I want you guys to put everything in your portfolio that you think will go up in value. It's not, I'm going to keep saying this, it's not the biggest travesty in our community. In the 1980s, they made this pick between stocks and real estate. And look how big of a mistake that was. Like, I want you guys to go Google how many properties BlackRock has, and Buffett, and a couple other top hedge funds. It's a lot of doors they have in tandem with. It is the ultimate hedge. So
there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Sharasia, you're ready, unmuted. What's going on?
And nothing. Thank you guys for calling on me again. Okay. Last, I think 2 weeks ago, my audio was a little wonky. I was on my
beat. You sound glorious today.
You sound amazing.
I'm trying.
It was beautiful Monday.
Thank you guys so much. And yes, Rashad, you do have ADHD, and I absolutely love it. I'm an educator, and I loved having my kids with ADHD in my class, because just when they find their niche, it's like no stopping them. So you found your niche. So
I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. Had a quick question about futures. So I'm in the futures class, the new one that just started in. And so I'm really just trying to educate myself around futures, because it's different than stocks. Because I'm in EYL University. I've done the Trapper course, but like futures is a whole nother life. What are some, what's some literature or some information? Because there's so much out there. I'm not trying to hear all the noise.
It's a good book. Some books are so good.
Okay. You only one good trade.
Title.
Gotcha.
For it to have its value. You can just focus on one good trade per week, you'll be fine. Because most traders end up like, I need you guys to write this down. Once most traders get to 35 trades, they normally blow up their entire account. So I always tell everybody in Red Panda, it's like, let everybody get into that gun battle. And then they'll kill each other. We can just grab the flag and win. A second book will be probably from a macro perspective, like Complete Turtle Traders. That's good. And then any book you can pick up from Larry Williams on futures. I think Larry's retired now, but Larry R. Williams would be pretty good. After that, though, it's all practice. It's kind of like teaching your kid how to swim in a book. You can't do it. You have to get those trades in.
Yeah, I'm actually doing the, like I said, I'm doing the futures course, but I was waiting for Ninja to approve my account so that I could fund it. So I've been just going through Thinkorswim paper money.
That's great. And when you fund your account, please don't take any trades until you complete the 200.
Oh, no, we're not.
You know, I love you, but.
Yes, we're not doing that. I will be a wise and patient investor. Thank you.
Because the more trades you take, you'll be able to handle the market. And then here, you have to be so precise, you can't gamble and kind of hope that things will work out over the course of a day. But the great part is when you get it down, that freedom part, like the dream team you saw with me, you can see how happy they were. Freedom. Mm-hmm. Freedom. But it took a lot of damn work for them to get there.
Okay. Yeah. I'm willing to put in the work. Definitely. All right. Thank you. I appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
Thank you. Have a good night. You sound amazing tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless all our educators, man. Shout out to y'all.
Shout out to everybody. Somebody said, that's not a compliment. I do take it as a compliment. My brain is not even fully right. And look how far I got. That's amazing.
Yeah. Wait. Nah, this is my guy, Tyrone.
What's good, family? How you doing, Rashad and Troy? How y'all doing?
What's going on, bro?
How you?
Tyrone Coleman.
Oh, that's Tyrone Coleman. What's going on, brother?
What's good, bro? It's been a long time.
He
jumped in the book club yesterday. I said, Mashburn, what's good?
That's love, man. What man's high school, man?
GB Greenberg, what's going on?
The Falcons.
What's going on?
Woodlands High till we die.
I got a question, a quick question on HBAR. Have you guys heard about it, and what's your thoughts about it?
What's the ticker?
HBAR, it's a cryptocurrency. It's crypto. Yeah.
No, I'm not
up on that one.
No thoughts on it yet.
What is it? What kind of functionality does it have?
It's supposed to be way better than Bitcoin and Ethereum. The transactions are more and faster, and IBM, Google. They are all participants of this cryptocurrency.
And you said HBAR?
HBAR, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to research it tonight. You gave me some homework. I appreciate you.
Appreciate that.
What's the symbol? I see it right here.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, the hash graph thing?
Hash graph, yes.
Okay, hash
graph. I'm going to hit Caleb right as soon as we get off here.
Number 40? Okay. I'm looking at it.
Yeah. Just if you don't mind, just if you guys could... you know, next time you guys talk about crypto, let me know what your thoughts about it.
I'd be happy to do that.
I'm gonna do my homework. Were you in this position pre 2020?
Yes.
Oh, so you had the nice run up then?
Yes.
I see, because I'm watching it here. It was what, 3 cents in November, and we're at almost 40 cents right now.
Almost 40 cents. Yeah, it's projected. People are projecting it to go to anywhere between $7 to $10 this year. So,
man,
we're
from the same town. You're supposed to Texas. What's
oh, man. You guys are out of reach now.
Oh, man.
But,
brand new?
Yes. Come on.
Man, you did that to us. It is in my notes, and I am going to do my homework. I'm going to do my due diligence.
I appreciate that, definitely. And that's one of the dope parts about the, you know, just the platform in general, definitely Market Mondays, is that it's not just us. Everybody has different information and different tips and different, you know, advice. And it's a community. So, you know, everybody bring something to the table, and that was definitely something that I wasn't aware of, so I'm definitely gonna look it up. Appreciate you, bro.
I appreciate it, you guys.
Up on March 8th was crazy. Yeah,
thank you.
All
right, my guy.
Bye. I'm calling Caleb as soon as we get off this, man.
Yeah, I gotta put it right in my notes right here. Definitely need that. Yeah, a nice run up. That's one of them.
Yeah, that was a great
wake up in the morning, like, yo,
yeah, that was a great run.
What?
Yeah,
and please stop worrying about treasury notes and inflation, everybody. Like, nobody cared about treasury notes before the last 3 weeks. Like, most people don't even know what the hell T-bills are.
10-year goes down, NASDAQ goes up.
Let's talk about that, actually, if people might, because that's in the news. Can we just give, like, a quick explanation of that for people that might just be coming into the market space and might not be fully aware of if it matters, does it matter?
How I want to do my rock and be like, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. I mean, the inversion of the yield curve matters, but I don't want you tracking, because look what happened. Rates adjusted, and then it was like value, great. Aluminum companies are going to rule the world now, and then tech shot up. Because by the time you get the news, it has gotten to you too late. That's why I tell you, don't let anyone trick you out of your spot. If you guys want to go read about treasury notes, great. If you want to hop on the Federal Reserve website, it'll put you right to sleep. It'll be the best meditation you ever had. But in the grand scheme of things, it does not matter. For those of us that are older, and for those that were adults in like the 1990s and 1980s, you remember when interest rates were high as hell. Mortgage rates were high as hell. The market still went up. So you don't have to worry about it in the grand scheme of things. If inflation and an adjustment of 1% to 2% hurts your portfolio, you were in bad companies anyway at a bad price. So.
TB, just somebody on YouTube just keeps asking the same question. What's the best app to buy crypto? You might have been not absent when we said this, but Coinbase.
Yeah. I mean, Coinbase, if
that's
you want
one of them,
but if you want to have
the safest, like,
the platform with the most coins, I would say Binance, but that gets tricky.
Yeah, because,
and that's a whole I would encourage you to tap into our YouTube on crypto.
I don't like to deal with companies that's not based in America.
That gets tricky.
Yeah. Gemini is another one that's based in America.
Speaking from firsthand experience.
Yeah.
But Gemini doesn't have
they don't have as many coins. That's true. Yeah. Darlene, you are muted. What's going on?
Hi. Thank you so much for calling on me. Have a quick question. When you all speak of like just if I have Apple and I just keep investing every month, then I'm not really considering the price or target price of getting in. I'm just putting money in to Apple every month. That's how that works.
It's better to put in every month opposed to doing nothing, because the number one reason people don't have enough money for retirement is companies have tricked us to pay them for them to get rich opposed to paying ourselves first. So I would rather you do that than anything else. If you can get in at a better price, it helps a ton. Okay. Shout out to everybody in Stock Club, but I would rather you just buy every month and treat it and it'd be the first bill that you pay every single month. So that way you'll be okay. Because in like, look how much different your life could have been if someone, you know, 40 years ago would have put 15,000 shares away for you.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Okay. So just buy every month if you don't know a calculated way to get in.
But yeah, to answer your question, yes, that's if you're dollar cost averaging, you're not really worried about, you're not trying to time the market. You're just putting money in. On a consistent, the first of every month, you just put money in.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Amazing question.
But you have to understand when you dollar cost average, you're going to buy high, you're going to buy low. This is why it's called dollar cost average. Keyword in that is average. So your average, you're averaging over the course of a year, you'll average. And like I said, it's actually been proven that that's a very efficient way of investing. So, you know, just keep in mind that, you know, that's part of it, that sometimes you're going to buy a little bit higher. Sometimes you're going to buy a little bit lower. Yeah, that's
okay. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Apple. Shout out to Apple.
And most traders who be like, well, I know I'm going to get in at the break of the 20 and the 200 EMA. Like, they don't do it. Like, people who try and overtrade and look at all these prices, they end up doing worse than the person who almost knows nothing, who just puts the money in.
Yeah. If a fifth was a fifth, we all be drunk.
Yeah.
My high school coach told me that. Shout out to DVD.
Yeah, it's like the consistency matters more than anything. Like, investing is not, I hate to rant. Investing is not hard. Just pick four that are good and pour all the money you can into them. That's it. Like, the intellectual, like, masturbating that everybody does about prices and all, it's like, buy the shit.
That's 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
What's going on?
This is horrible decisions.
Shout out to Manny and Weezy.
Shout out
to Yo, bad.
I'm just saying, because people will be like, yo, the RSI and the MACD and then they cross here and then the 200. And it's like, did you buy 9 months later? Didn't buy. Missed out. Simple is better. Simple. And we see the same thing in athletics. Like, sometimes as a kid that did not have every hoop drill DVD and every shoot, he didn't have like the rebounder at his crib. He has two moves and it works.
The sneakers with the that made you stand on your toes.
Yeah, it's like you had the jump soles and the parachute and everything. And then it's like a dude come out there drunk and Timberlands and bust you. That's like,
Yo, the crazy thing,
two moves that works.
Like, you know, have to wear them in your crib.
You're supposed to do workouts in them, but I don't know if that was ever.
Your legs will catch on fire. Your shins are breaking. Jump. Your
calf, I definitely had those.
They skipping leg day just to run the world.
Yo, never skip leg day.
Never skip leg day. Yeah, anybody that is thinking about when to get in, I want you to run back last week's Market Mondays when Matt talked about procrastination. We won't go past this point, but procrastination doesn't help anyone.
Nah, it doesn't. Let's go to two more questions.
Let's go to Wendell McCoy. You've been unmuted. Unmute yourself. What's going on?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, how are you?
Oh, I made it. I'm great. How you guys doing?
Good, bro.
First and foremost, I want to say thank you. I'm a new earner. I really appreciate everything y'all have done. Like, y'all have really changed the way I look at life. So,
hey, Ernest, welcome him in the chat. Welcome in the chat, Ernest. Put some fires for him.
Nah,
welcome,
brother. Thank you.
I appreciate you, bro. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Really quick question. And I feel like the last earner may have answered it, but I'll just ask you guys also. What is a good, I guess, platform to paper trade? I know Ian mentioned at least try to do at least 100 in the past. So what would be a good platform or website or anything?
Thinkorswim is by TD Ameritrade is a good one.
TD Ameritrade.
If you want to do futures, Ninja or Infinity is good. And then that way, now with long-term investing, I'm not going to say you don't need to paper trade. Maybe take 5 or 6 paper trades, long-term investing, and you're good. But if you're actually day trading, you need to get more reps in. Because especially in the futures market, you have to realize you're competing against the best people in the world day one. So imagine it like the first day that you took a dribble, game one, you're going against LeBron, game two, Kyrie, game three, Lillard. You're going to need a few more reps. Long-term investing is like, little tight trim. It's a lot easier. But yeah, TD Ameritrade is a good one to paper trade.
Shout out to Spence, man. One of our boys from out here in Greenberg. He loves Thinkorswim. And so I watched him paper trade on there. So I would recommend it too. It's helped him out tremendously. He's actually live trading now, but he took a whole month and a half.
He's doing futures?
No, he's doing options and he's doing regular stocks as well.
And then sometimes, you know me, man, I ain't even gonna say that because I'm not a
good example. Don't do it. He's not a good example.
Not a role model. Influence now.
The whole room drinking gold bottles.
That's a fact.
Yeah, Thinkorswim, man. I hadn't seen the paper trading platform before he came to my house and sat down with me and showed me what he was doing. And I'm like, this is pretty dope. So I definitely would recommend
it's free.
That one.
It's free.
It's free. Yeah,
it's free.
Yeah,
it's free too. Yeah, we got a lot of good questions tonight, man. Shout out to everybody at EY University. You guys asked a lot of good questions that I'm sure everybody could find valuable. And it's always good. I mean, it's one thing for us to just speak, but it's, you know, it's great to be able to interact with the people and answer questions and, you know, makes it a much more lively conversation. So,
you know what I think is dope too? When people add investments that they're involved in that we didn't know about, because now it gives us more, it gives us homework, and it also helps the community grow. Because it's like, all right, they're doing the research, they're doing the homework, and now they've given something to the community, and now we all learn. I think that's dope.
I love the direction that this space is headed in right now. March Madness is going on right now. Nobody's even thinking about March Madness right now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like people more concerned about investing, they're more concerned about cryptocurrency, NFTs, all that. This is what's going on. And shifting the culture, and we definitely played a part and helped shift the culture. That's a fact. So
we almost had a year, which is crazy.
So it's
we're gonna bring the bottles out for the year.
Yeah,
we're gonna do a bottle ceremony.
Yeah
so when they do this documentary, it's gonna be
it's dope to see, man. It's dope to see so many people interested, so many people learning, so many people educating themselves. It's just the beginning, you know, but it's something that, you know, wasn't always extremely popular. So to see it, you know, become popular and to see, you know, entertainers, athletes, rappers, you know, talking about it and just regular everyday people talking about it is pretty dope. Pretty cool, in my opinion. So
yeah, I agree.
It's cool to be smart.
Yeah.
It's cool.
For sure.
Look, can I drop one more gem for the brother who was 22 so I can give him some insight and some motivation? If he invests $1,500 for the next 14 years, he'll have $791,000.40 if he can get 14% annual interest on that. If he does $500 a month, he will have $275,000. If he can find a way to end up contributing $2,100 a month for the next 14 years, he'd be at $1.1 million. I would say you probably should find another gig or find a business you can do on the side and invest 80% of that money. And at 22, you probably can like retire at 33 or 34 if you keep your expenses low. You can do it.
That's important too.
Yeah, I promise you.
There you have it. And I was watching the news today and I was watching this segment about college higher education and the cost is like still going up even in Corona. And people were saying like, you know, one father was saying that he was going to have to empty half of his retirement account out to pay for his son to go to private college.
What college was it?
I forgot what college it was, but it was
pick one.
It was one of these colleges. So it just made me think of like I said, at some point you have to really be grateful because I mean, it's so much information that has been received and you thinking about people paying, you know, $200,000 of student loan debt for bare minimum level of education. If you really think about it in the grand scheme of life, the things that you learn in a lot of times is bare minimal as far as to actually make you money. And everything that we talk about on Earn Your Leisure, Market Mondays, and everything that we do is only to make money. Like there's no fluff. There's nothing that, you know what I'm saying? We don't do philosophy and stuff like that. No disrespect, but our thing is just to really make money. So again, a higher level of education, higher education this is free for almost 52 weeks now, 2 hours every single Monday.
This is my biggest work assignment every week. It's taking me 4 days to prepare for the show.
Yes.
Boy, I would be sleeping beautifully, but I love y'all so much. And everyone, please, what's the best investment you've made from watching the show? Please let us know that. Because I don't want you to just have the information and sit on the sidelines on it. But literally, the stuff that I'm giving you, when you guys are like, hey, let me get a scholarship, the tools that I'm running through are the same tools that I'm using to look at the market. That's how I knew, like, Bone was going to go to 268.71. It's how I'm able to call some of the prices. Like, use them. Please use them. And if Troy lets me, one day we'll probably go an hour hard on charts. But I don't want to blow y'all mind out today.
I remember the 3-hour chart class that I was in. That's what people like don't discount that. Like, we educate ourselves, we're in courses ourselves. I went to Ian's class. I sat there on a Saturday for 3 hours. And I could have just zoomed him and said, yo, can you show me this?
Yeah.
You know, I went to his class with 400 people for 3 hours and I called them after, like, that was incredible.
Man,
I was blown away.
Yeah, that was
right. And I could have just called you. Like, can we just zoom and can you show me that? But I'm like,
that was fun.
I'm gonna sit there with everybody else learning at the same speed. And it was incredible. I've never enjoyed charts as much as I watched that 3 hours. Shout out to
Jamal. I appreciate that. Yeah, that was fun. We got to do it again. Neo at 2379 wouldn't be too bad either, hypothetically.
And a lot of people saying, so QQQ, Tesla, Moderna, AMD, iBuy, IBB, Neo, Tesla, Zoom, Apple, QQQ, Square, ARKW. But Carvana. Remember?
Carvana was big. Yeah. That was crazy.
You know what was big, though? I don't even know if y'all even remember this. And I said this in the summertime. And I forgot I even had mentioned this. And somebody, I never said to invest in it. I said that it was possibly a good swing trade and you could make money, but it was just be careful. But I definitely mentioned Gush.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Somebody hit me like, yo, good looking on Gush. I forgot I even mentioned Gush. Somebody hit me like, yo, good looking. They was like, good looking. I think when I mentioned Gush, it was like in $20 range, something like that.
Yeah, like maybe like 22, something like that. Yeah.
It's at $72 right now.
Yeah.
So yeah, man.
Shout out to David Broussard. He's the only person I saw that put DraftKings. That was another one. I said at $27, it's at $71 now.
Yeah.
And Chris, I see what you, Chris Wilson, shout out to Chris. He was in the book club yesterday. We love Roblox. I saw Jim Cramer just, I'm putting a stamp on Roblox. That is 2 months ago, man. We already paid him. Our kids are draining the money out of our pockets on Roblox.
Facts.
Shout out to Cramer, man.
Yeah, shout out to Cramer.
AMD. Every time I look, buy AMD.
It's AMD coming back, baby. Home.
AMD.
We got the CEO on the night.
Huge.
AMD, man. Hopefully, AMD's been moving sideways for a long time, but I got AMD.
You
got
to give it time. Give it a few...
about another 3 months, and it moves to the upside. I mean, the run they had was incredible. Even going back to 2018 being at 17, then to push 99 in 2.5 years, like the kind of returns we are seeing, like we're getting spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting spoiled. Like these kind of returns are unfathomable.
Well, also the stock market craze. Like that's what I was watching the news. They was like people taking advantage of the stock market craze. Like there hasn't really been this level of
fervor ever.
Yeah, this is crazy. Like this is not something that's normal. So
it's a new day.
It might be the new normal though.
It's
who knows?
A new day.
It might be the new normal, man.
Until COVID is over. Yeah.
It's a new 2025. Day.
So yeah, man. Before we wrap, we definitely have to speak about something that happened this weekend, historical moment for hip hop history. Ghostface versus Raekwon versus, if you're from that era.
Oh my gosh.
If you're from that era, man, oh very nostalgic, brought back a lot of memories. And one of the most enjoyable, I watched the whole thing. One of the most enjoyable verses that I've witnessed so far.
Yeah, definitely. I didn't text anybody during it because I had to have full attention. Incredible. What was your favorite track that when you heard it, you're like, oh, they did that?
Well, of course, Verbal Intercourse.
Don't know how it's coming?
Nah, I thought that maybe at one point. I'm mad that they didn't do Eye for an Eye. It's a couple joints that they didn't do that they could have done. But that Jodeci track, that was legendary.
That was going to be mine. That was mine.
Jodeci was legendary.
He got stacks like the Enter and Half Pancakes.
Yeah, shout out to that. Shout out to Ghost and Ray, man. That was just dope. That was dope. That was dope for me, man. Growing up, I was like 10 years old, 11 years old when the Purple Tape dropped. And I remember in New York, that Purple Tape was something that changed the culture of New York. And everybody was listening to it. All my camp counselors, I didn't really even fully understand what was being said on that. But
did you hear the wordplay?
Yeah.
Like even now, listening to it, the wordplay is just like you don't even hear that anymore. Yeah. You know what I thought? And hopefully we can make this happen. We need to get a podcast with Ray and Ghost. Just them going back. I would just listen to them talk for hours. Like when they
sound like y'all upstairs.
Yeah, like after they stopped playing music, I was just watching their interaction with each other. It's so incredible. Hey, you see what's up on the shelf, right?
Yeah, I definitely see. And then Ghost, I think, does not get enough credit for that Soul Sample era, too, because he definitely inspired Justin, Bink, and Kanye.
Yeah.
So he kind of get left out sometimes as one of the greats, but yeah, definitely a legend. Definitely a legend. So
old Jamaicans got clocks in their closet. It was nothing for me to find some clocks.
Yeah, the wallet of the clocks.
I got to have my
clocks. I wasn't feeling the big Eagle Bird thing, but you know,
come on, that's the Wonder Woman bracelet.
My man had a 22-foot statue on his arm. I'm like, Ghost, I love you though. I don't want no issues.
Shout out to Swiss and Timbaland, also, man. We definitely got to have a conversation with those gentlemen because they doing their thing.
That Triller,
and I believe all of the people that were in Versus have some equity stake in it.
Yeah,
company, so which was a great negotiating point. Most people wouldn't have done that.
The 43 people who actually did Versus prior to the deal have equity, and I think it's going to continue on for the people who do it going forward. So I know the next one is the Isley Brothers versus Earth, Wind & Fire.
That's going to be legendary.
On Easter Sunday?
That's going to be legendary.
And then they got Red and Meth.
Red and Meth. Yeah, Motherless Child. He didn't play Motherless Child either.
He didn't play.
They're doing Meth versus Red?
Yeah.
Why?
Nah, that's going to be... That's like the Ghost and Ray kind of. That's like similar to Ghost and Ray.
I don't like seeing that, though. Yeah. I don't like people in groups going. I mean,
95. How was the hardest song out? That and One More Chance.
Swiss. They got something. They have something good. They did something good.
They did. Yeah, they got a teaser too. I saw that the upcoming they got rematch. So I'm wondering who the rematch is going to be.
That's going to be interesting.
I think Ross and T.I. It'll probably be a rematch because that was supposed to happen.
Shout out to Rick Ross. Shout out to Rick Ross. Rosé.
AMD has less than a 3% chance of distress. So for those of you in it, please hold on. You're safe. Shout out to Rose.
Hold the line.
Please do. HODL. I saw the hands all that.
All right. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Any last words?
Look, Ian said, what's the key to happiness? So I saw you put that up in the post. I was late on Instagram. Nah, you know what it is, man? And that's not just a me thing. I try to tweet every day, like, this is another chance to be great. And so people ask me why. I'm like, because we have the opportunity. We have to enjoy and cherish each moment of life that we have. We're granted to have it. We shouldn't take it for granted. And every person that I encounter, I always in my mind think to myself, this is the first time this person could ever meet me. I want to make this encounter special.
And so I did that when I was teaching, when I came in contact with my coworkers, when I came in contact with parents, when I came in contact with kids. I want this to be the most enjoyable thing that they've ever encountered. And so I took that approach with everything. And so it gives me joy to see them have joy. And so I encourage everybody to take that approach, man. Every day you have a chance to be great. When you wake up, that should be the motto. Like, today's another chance to be great. I want to be 1% better than I was yesterday. And so if you continuously do that, those small increments, 1% better than I was yesterday, you're going to be an amazing, amazing human being. And so I encourage everybody to do that. Y'all know the rules, man. Love is always love. Reach out, call somebody, text somebody. One conversation, one text, not even a conversation, one text can change the trajectory of somebody's life. I'm telling you, we've seen it happen in our own lives. Yeah. On a daily basis, we see it. So I encourage and implore you to do that.
Oh, I think it's Teddy Riley. Somebody said Teddy Riley. That would make sense because they had issues with the thing.
Oh, with the audio.
Teddy in Babyface.
Okay, that would make sense.
I don't even want a rematch. That was such a classic moment.
Teddy Riley.
Shout out to I gotta have my man dancing in the background. Man, we ran into him?
Prescott. Yeah. He's a legend.
Somebody said more Troy Joy. That listen, go wrong. Like if Barack and Oprah had a baby. That's you. Like, I don't, you naturally just happy all the time. I'm like, man, how do you do it?
Yo.
You the kindest person. Troy Joy, you need to.
More bottles for everyone.
More bottles. Next week, we got a big guest for Market Mondays. We're going to end Women's History Month with a legendary woman. Jim Jones tomorrow. Make sure you check that out. Make sure you check out the Women's Initiative on YouTube at 8 o'clock on Wednesday.
Big.
More fire upon your head top.
Upon your head top. Yo, peace and love, y'all. Love is love.
Ian, you want
to say? Ian, what's the last word? We're giving it to you.
I love y'all. Invest. Thank y'all for rocking with us. We'll go through charts of Trading After Dark, but just, man, invest. Like, pick up the books that we mentioned, and you have everything inside of you that you already need to have this down. Investing is not that hard. They just tricked us to make us think that it was. That's it. Love y'all.
That's a fact. No silk sheets, y'all. That's
it. And no water bed. But if you have silk sheets in college, we got to have another. You need a Savage podcast. Because, boy.
Satin.
Yeah, satin sheet. What kind of, you had a satin durag too?
You ever had a durag?
After practice, boy, you was.
I never.
Boy, really, love, I if never. They redo Love and Basketball, they got to put some stories in about how I was in University of Hawaii.
That is a fact, man.
Good Lord.
Man. Shout out to the waterbeds in the world.
Aloha to all the good folks in Hawaii.
Somebody going to retro waterbeds down. That's bound to happen.
NFT.
Yeah, NFT waterbed.
NFT waterbed. That's a good idea. That's actually. Fine.
They got to come with a robe. They got to come with a robe and silk slippers.
And a pipe.
That's a fact. And a pipe. Don't forget the pipe,
Hugh Hefner. Real Hugh Hefner vibe. Rest in peace.
Campus. You was the king, boy.
We out, man. Hey, love is love. Quavo. We'll see y'all.
Quavo, hold your head.
You got the car, man?
Go get that car. Look,
wait, wait, wait. I can't leave. Yo, I didn't know that. He got the car. So he got the Bentley he gave her? He got it back?
I shouldn't have bought the Bentley. Boy.
Quavo, hold your head, bro.
I saw the meme. So
listen, but Culture 3, that boy's going to snap. Watch what I tell you. Shout out P.
That's only true for Mary J. albums. It's sad, but like we gotta see Mary J. go through things for her to put out some classics.
Shout out to that's gonna work for Nesto.
Yeah.
Well played.
Justin LaBoy, man, you ruined that situation, man. It's
Justin. You can't ruin something that someone steps into though.
Respectfully.
That's a fact.
Respectfully.
That is a fact.
He knew what he was dealing with beforehand. It's not like the girl lied to him.
Shout out to everybody in Revolt, man. They donate numbers.
And for all you entertainers, let me say, and we'll wrap up. All you entertainers that are like putting women on, please get some back-end royalties. Because I'm seeing a lot of y'all getting used for platform usage, right? And then you're not getting anything on the back end. Please at least have something on the back end.
Yo, any refunds on the Birkin bags?
It's gonna be difficult.
Nah, you can't.
It's gonna be difficult.
That's gonna be tough.
That was the starter kit. All right. Well, Noted.
Good business lesson. Women, you got to negotiate for what you want. Up front, fellas, it's your job to not fall for it, though.
So, that's a fact. Shout out to Kanye, man. Hold your head, Yeezy. Hold your head,
yo,
bro.
Yo, Forbes still
pawned his
head.
He had a prenup.
Off. What's up with them?
He did?
Prenuptial agreement from what I'm hearing.
Yeezy. Oh. Crazy like a fox.
So you may have to give up the house and maybe a car or two, but.
Keep the ranch.
You're keeping the ranch. Yeah.
Shout out Don C. Kanye, he may play crazy, but he's not. And then at some point we do have to have a conversation about like divorce and all that, like especially for women, because there's a lot of women that are making a lot of money that I'm seeing the tide is turning And guys are starting to play that game with them and take them to the cleaners for no prenup. So we got to just look at it as insurance. I know it's a tough conversation to have, but.
Yeah. Interesting point.
Gotta have it.
Protect our women, man.
Our comments going to be crazy after this. Oh, now y'all pro prenup. Hey,
I haven't made one comment. Protect our women.
You smart. Yes, protect women at all costs.
Protect yourself. Protect yourself at all costs. Number one rule of boxing.
Yeah, that's what my dad always said at every turn. Yep, you have to. You have to. But no. I'm not mad at my guy. He said he didn't, but King, if you went back and got the truck, I ain't mad at you. As you should. All right, over and out.
Peace. All right, man. That's Market Mondays After Dark.
I'm going to need that truck back.
And the Birkin. We out.
Respectfully.
Wise investment decision to go get it back.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.